Right, well, as usual, we kick off with a look at international news, and I'm very excited to announce that we've got a brand new segment to our international news feature, which is that every week we'll be crossing to the lovely Katie McDonald in Sydney for our Antipodean, Australasian and Pacific-based news. A very good morning to you, Katie. Lovely to have you joining us all the way from Sydney, Australia.
Well, Sarah Jane, it is wonderful and a privilege to be chatting to you.
Good stuff. All right. So we're going to start, unsurprisingly, with some corona-based news. And the situation in Australia, Eastern Australian states particularly, not looking great.
No, not looking great. And I thought, gosh, you know, do we need to hear more? But unfortunately, that is the situation. So, yes, Australians, they were feeling pretty successful when it came to controlling the spread of the virus. Things were looking good. Lockdown was pretty short. Cases had flattened. And then a security guard working in a quarantine hotel in Melbourne, because it was the strategy that they were following, you know, putting people into quarantine when they entered the states and the country. So, yeah, a security guard tested positive. He was infected. It has since spread in Victoria. Their numbers are increasing daily. To quite some extent, it's causing a lot of concern. There's criticism as to whether the Victorian government is managing it properly. But it impacts upon, obviously, the surrounding states. We have controlled crossing between borders. I'm pretty sure you're doing a similar thing in South Africa. And, the western states, I think, would like to secede from the eastern states because it's essentially Victoria, New South Wales, we've had hotspots cropping up, and a couple in Queensland. But the cases, they're increasing. It's, look, as you know, it's horrific, it's terrible, it's something that is challenging everyone, countries across the world when it comes to managing.
In terms of the death toll in Australia, what is it currently, Katie?
Okay, we've just passed 200 deaths, so 201 deaths.
Now, go ahead.
No, and 414 new cases today.
Just talk to us a little bit about what, just the general attitude among Australians to the virus, because we had a relatively quick lockdown, as you know, and a very harsh lockdown comparatively, and we look at other countries around. We look at the US, which is just in a crisis situation. We look at the UK now, which is revising their lockdown strategy. But the strange thing also with you look at the UK, people have still been going off on their summer holidays. And almost acting as if the virus has been and gone. What's been the general attitude among Australians?
Look, I have to say that once the initial lockdown came to an end, it was business as usual, certainly here in New South Wales. And I think that people perhaps felt a bit immune, that the system could handle it, that the health system could handle it. The few deaths, and there were very few deaths, were mainly of older people. So I think the younger people were feeling invincible. The government has been, they've been cognizant of what's been going on. There are measures in place to support people financially and such. But I think that there might have been a feeling that, once it looked as though it was under control after that initial lockdown, it would be fine. And that's not what's happened. I mean, look, I'm sitting here in the centre of it's quite a busy precinct, lots of people out shopping, doing their things. And I have to tell you, you hardly see a mask. And there are all the little, signs and the social distancing stickers on, the floors of supermarkets and that. But to date, and here in Sydney, I don't think people maybe are as concerned as the medical professionals would like us to be, and certainly in other parts of Australia.
Yeah. Let's go to Indonesia now, where it's also a rather grim picture. Mm.
It is grim. And, this is the thing. Look, Southeast Asian countries are struggling. You've got a lot of countries where it's difficult to test and treat people. And in Indonesia, they've had some terrible numbers coming up. But in essence, one of the worst things is that it's affecting, not unusually, those in the front lines. So they estimate that at least 70 doctors and 50 nurses have died from the coronavirus. The Medical Association in Indonesia is putting up figures of between 200 and 300 of the country's 160,000 doctors are infected. In the second week of July, 14 doctors died. The Nurses Association said that at least 300 of their 1.3 nurses have contracted the disease. So that's concerning. And they also feel that, there's a difficulty because testing, or difficulty in looking at these numbers and estimating the numbers, because testing rates are very low. And, so that can affect the validity, as you'd well know, of the numbers. But to date, they've recorded 104,000 cases, that's officially, with just under 5,000 people having died. But, the experts, put that in inverted commas, feel that the true infection and death rates could be much, much higher because of the low testing.
Let's move to some good news, please, Katie, if we can. Well, not good news, but some more lighthearted news. Now, this term Karen, the Karens, I wasn't aware that Karens had made it all the way to New Zealand, Katie.
I'm surprised. Karen, it's quite a thing in New Zealand and in Australia. So, we well know what is Karen. Well, it's a pseudonym, for your middle-aged, busybody sort of entitled woman. And, they've been getting a lot of bad press in New Zealand, in Australia as well. And for some reason, it tends to be these Karens that draw attention to themselves by not wearing masks, challenging the police. I'm sure you have this as well. You have police checkpoints and, to check that people in the right in the right areas and doing the right things. And it's quite funny. There's a huge homeware store here. It's like a national icon, Sarah Jane. It's called Bunnings.
Right.
I don't think you probably wouldn't have heard of it. But, an outing to Bunnings is a big thing. And you're supposed to wear a mask. And there was a Karen who refused to mask up. It hit the news in New Zealand. It hit the news here. And essentially, Domino's Pizza, the franchise in New Zealand, said they need to give nice Karens a break because, Karen is just, Karens are attracting negativity. And they felt that, we know. And that, it's time to be good to Karen. So basically, they asked anyone who's named Karen to send them a little bit of writing, 250 words, to explain how you're one of the nice Karens, So, exactly. Well, it didn't work. In the sense that the whole effort, this giveaway, was highly criticized. And just saying that, why should they be giving away pizzas to privileged white women? And, if you can't handle being called Karen, then try to handle all the oppression that other people have, had to handle in their life.
It's a fair point, Katie, isn't it? It's a fair point.
Look, it is. I mean, my opinion only. I can't speak on behalf of anyone. It's certainly not anyone called Karen. But it's a meme. Take it. Handle it. And, it's gaining traction. It's certainly gaining traction here because we've had a lot of... It's quite weird, this negative response to wearing masks and to doing what you're told. Sorry, if you fit that little stereotype and you're abusing the police and you're not wearing your mask and goodness knows what else, you're going to have to take it.
It's funny, I was out walking with friends of mine in a particularly Karen-heavy part of Cape Town yesterday, and there we all were with our masks on and social distancing, and there were some Karens in their K-way jackets, not social distancing, not wearing masks at all, and we were having a discussion, what is the collective, and just bandying around a few ideas of what is the collective term for Karens, and my one friend came up with a cackle of Karens, which I thought was very, very apt.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That is absolutely brilliant. I'll have to be sharing that here, you know, with my non-Karen friends.
With your non-Karen friends, yeah.
Well, we don't want to offend Sarah Jane. We really don't.
Quite right. Katie, it's been an absolute treat. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. And we will chat again next week. Thanks so much.
Such a pleasure. Take care.